Peregrine Falcon, New York City. 65th floor, where he wrote advertising copy, joking about the erotic thrall of words that had no purpose other than to make far too many by far too much, he stood one afternoon face to face with a falcon that veered on the blade of its wings and plummeted, then swerved to a halt, wings hovering. An office of computers clicked behind him. Below, the silence of the miniature lunchtime crowds and toy-like taxis drifting without resolve to the will of others. This bird's been brought in, he thought, to clean up the city's dirty problems of too many pigeons. It's a hired beak. Still, he remained at the tinted glass windows, watching as the falcon gave with such purpose itself to the air that carried it, its sheer falls breaking the mirrored self-reflections of glass office towers. He chided himself. This is how the gods come to deliver a message, or a taunt, and for a moment the falcon seemed to wait for his response, the air articulate with a kind of wonder and terror. Then it was gone. He waited at the glass until he felt the diminishment of whatever had unsettled him. And though the thin edge of the falcon's wings had opened the slightest fissure in him, and had wandered far in thought, he already felt himself turning back to words for an ad. The falcon's power, surely a fit emblem for something.